It is the season of Epiphany, and it's a wonderful time to recognize the global nature of Christianity and our mission in the world, thinking of other faiths as well, of course. But this morning, we'll practice a morning prayer in the Christian tradition using some songs from a variety of places throughout the earth. We're going to start with, we're going to start with Golden Breaks the Dawn, which is 852 in your red hymnal. As you can see, this is a melody that comes from China. We'll introduce the melody with viola and bass clarinet, and then the handbells will join, and I'll just ask you to sing along with all three stanzas of this. I like that particular text because it is very much a morning text. And as the sun comes through this window here, it just makes me think of that. Golden Breaks the Dawn every time I see that. Our opening dialogue is going to be interspersed with a song from Tanzania. I might as well get the right pitch while we sing this. We're going to sing this with just a little percussion and your voices. And it's a call and response, and we'll sing it in with the words Nime Mwona Bwana, which you can see there. There's a second part which goes like this, Ana Pedeza. So do your best with that. Let's practice a little bit with the melody part, which sounds like this. Nime Mwona Bwana, that's what I sing, and then you respond with Nime Mwona Bwana. Perfect, and your next part sounds like this. Nime Mwona Bwana, you try that. Nime Mwona Bwana, then you're back at this part. Let's try this. Nime Mwona Bwana. Listen once, I'll sing the Ana Pedeza. Ana Pedeza, you try it. Ana Pedeza. There's some harmony parts in there. You can fill those in as you are able. They're a lot of fun, and you can just kind of make up things. But let's try it. That's the beauty of harmony. You can make it up, and that's actually sanctioned. I allow you to do that. So I'll sing the leader part, and you respond with the assembly part, and we'll try to add some parts to it. Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona, Nime Mwona, Nime Mwona Bwana, Ana Pedeza. We have seen the Lord, we have seen a Bwana, Nime Mwona, Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona Bwana, Ana Pedeza. I'm going to sing English. I want you to respond with the Nime Mwona Bwana, just so you can think about that. But listen to the English text as well. It's more to think about. We have seen the Lord, Nime Mwona Bwana. God is mighty, God is powerful, Nime Mwona Bwana. We have seen the Lord, God is lowly, God is merciful. We have seen the Lord, God is gracious, God is wonderful. And I just realized there's a reader part that we should be doing with this. But let me ask you to do this. Could we simply, if you look at your sheet, let's do a little responsive reading. I'm going to read the first line, if you will respond with the next lines. Glory to you, Almighty God. You spoke and light came out of darkness. Order rose from confusion. Glory to you, Jesus Christ. You met us as a refugee, a threatened child, the Word made flesh, born in a forgotten place. Glory to you, Holy Spirit. You brooded over chaos, mothering and shaping God's new creation. Glory to you, God, three in one. You are surrounded by the song of the saints in heaven, and you are present with us now. Let's sing one more time. Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona, Nime Mwona Bwana, Nime Mwona Bwana, Let us pray. O God, set your blessing on us as we begin this day together. Confirm in us the truth by which we rightly live. Confront us with the truth from which we wrongly turn. We ask not for what we want, but for what you know we need, as we offer this day and ourselves to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now we'll sing number 822, O Sing to the Lord, which is a brief snippet of Psalm 96.
A reading from Psalm 22, starting at verse 22. I will declare your name to my people. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, give praise. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. Stand in awe of the Lord, all you offspring of Israel. For the Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither is the Lord's face hidden from them. But when they cry out, the Lord hears them. From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Let those who seek the Lord give praise. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations shall bow before God. For dominion belongs to the Lord who rules over the nations. Indeed, all who sleep in the earth shall bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust, though they be dead, shall kneel before the Lord. Their descendants shall serve the Lord, whom they shall proclaim to generations to come. They shall proclaim God's deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying to them, the Lord has acted. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Let's sing hallelujah. We'll sing it twice. If you want, please stand. Stand up with them. Invigorate yourself.
Generous God, you give us our voices, no two the same, no finer instruments in which to praise you. For these we thank you.
Gave us words and music, peculiar gifts with which to wound or wander, bore or bless, inspire or disable. For these we thank you.
And in your church you have gathered us, in your community of common folk and complainers, prophets and puzzled people, you have made a place for us. For this we thank you.
Service. In your holy name we pray. Amen.